Chapter 2. Johnny's Big Idea. The main road through Longmeadow was busy. People traveling to and from Connecticut and New York brought news. In 1783, Johnny learned that the Revolutionary War was officially over. The colonies had finally gotten what they wanted: independence. Now, all land from the colonies to the Mississippi River belonged to the colonists, except for Florida, which Spain owned. When Johnny was about 12, the new United States organized the Northwest Territory so that government land could be sold to settlers in smaller pieces. The territory was bordered by the Mississippi River, the Ohio River, and the Great Lakes. It later became the states of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and part of Minnesota. A group of land developers formed the Ohio Company and bought 1.5 million acres of Ohio land. In 1788, they sent 48 pioneers to begin the town of Marietta, Ohio. This became the first permanent pioneer settlement in the Northwest Territory. Over the next few years, Johnny watched settlers pass through town. They were moving west in search of a better life. Farmland, lumber, and food weren't as plentiful in the area as they had once been. In Johnny Appleseed's time, farmers didn't fertilize land. When their soil lost its richness after many seasons of growing crops, they looked for fresh farmland. Back then, people didn't conserve forest land or protect animal populations either. As nearby forests were logged and animals hunted, people had to go farther from home in search of lumber and food. They left on wagons, horseback, and foot to establish farms. At that time, when pioneers said they were going west, they were heading for what is now Ohio or Indiana. Today, these states are called the Midwest. Johnny knew settlers would want fruit when they got to the West. Apples had many uses, and lots of people grew them. But settlers wouldn't have room in their wagons for bags of apple seeds or seedlings. That gave him an idea. Cider mills, located in many towns, mashed the juice out of leftover apples. A drink called apple cider was made from the juice. The cores of the apples were thrown away. Johnny thought this was a waste. After all, apple cores had apple seeds, and he could have the cider mill's seeds for free. Maybe he could take them westward and start an apple tree growing business. Chapter